A tornado with wind speeds up to 140 miles per hour ripped through the Fox Valley last week, leaving catastrophic damage to homes and businesses in its wake. As Joe Schultz reports, the community is in the early stages of what's expected to be a long recovery effort.
Menasha resident Chris Silver was working in Sturgeon Bay when an EF3 tornado struck around noon last Monday. His 12-year-old son was still at home. As the storm blew through, Silver raced through debris and down power lines to get back to him. All he could think about was making sure his son was okay.
He hid in the basement. I just got through going under all these electrical wires in my work vehicle to see my kid. How did these other people feel? They were home. Praise the Lord. We're okay.
Silver's home is located in an especially hard-hit neighborhood near Plank Road and Manderfield's Bakery. Silver says it's one of the few on the block that hasn't been ripped to shreds.
I feel absolutely terrible for my neighbors. They're picking through their stuff, their whole lives, everything, their kids' clothes, and it's gone. Our whole neighborhood, it's gone.
As he spoke, Silver looked out on almost unimaginable destruction. Some homes were completely gone. All that was left were scattered piles of lumber, drywall, and insulation. Others were shifted off foundations or left with walls torn away to reveal rooms inside. A neighborhood that had been untouched that morning was now a sea of debris. The National Weather Service says the tornado developed over Appleton around noon and tracked south for 12 miles before dissipating over Lake Winnebago. Menasha and Fox Crossing were the hardest hit communities. Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency and deployed the Wisconsin National Guard. More than 50 service members have been sent to assist in Menasha, Nina, and Fox Crossing. Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz made the request.
National Guard exists to help sustain recovery efforts, and so they're really partners in the process.
Dozens of buildings were destroyed, and even more sustained serious damage. Despite the level of destruction, there were no fatalities or serious injuries. In the days immediately after the storm, Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond urged those who do not live in affected areas to stay away.
If you don't need to be in the city of Menasha, please don't. Residents in our community are going through some of the darkest moments of their life right now.
Emergency management officials are conducting damage assessments this week to try to quantify the scale of destruction. That's part of the process of gathering information to make a request for federal disaster relief. Menasha resident Douglas Johnson was visiting his mother in Appleton when the storm hit. He came home to find his house on 3rd Street torn to pieces. The house was leaning off its foundation, the front wall ripped off. Part of the second floor had collapsed.
The whole top of it's gone. Everything else is gone inside. It's like it was gutted out by wind.
Other nearby buildings were completely destroyed. As he spoke, he looked toward what had been his neighbor's home.
You can see it's just one big pile. That was a house.
While Johnson wasn't home when the tornado hit, his dog was.
She crawled underneath the crawl space in my bed, and that's where we found her. She's alive.
Down the street, Wayne Bokelman's home suffered major storm damage as well. He also wasn't home when the tornado ripped through.
I was at work. My wife called and said the house was like a train, and then it got calm, and then she came upstairs and she said there's just water all over and part of the roof was gone.
Even though his house was badly damaged, Bokelman says the storm didn't take everything.
What we're doing now is we're just getting some pictures that mean something and some clothes, and we're going to probably stay down by my sister in Oshkosh.
Chris Silver, who drove through the storm to get to his son, was still reeling in the hours after making it home.
I don't care about any of this stuff. That could be replaced. But my family, my community, we need help.
The cleanup is expected to take time, but officials say they've seen a groundswell of support. More than 3,000 volunteers showed up on Saturday alone. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.